RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're talking about the economy. And right now, again, we're constantly being assured by corporate media that the economy is wonderful. We know the stock market is being driven up to tremendous heights, and this being Friday, I'm certain that they got their traditional Friday happy ending. Oh, actually, no, they ended in the red. Imagine my shock. So probably that's because of the upset over in the Gulf of Oman, which shot up oil prices here. But according to this article that came out of Investment Watch Blog, 30% of Americans need a second job just to make ends meet. So that's the reality that's out there. Now, a little bit of good news. Okay, there's this California furniture and hardware company is going to expand its manufacturing in the United States thanks to Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports. Its store is called Restoration Hardware, and they offer luxury furnishing collection from dining room tables to home decor. 35% of its products being made in China last fiscal year, and they're going to cut it down to about 25 to 30%. Not a significant drop, but at least it's a beginning. Get people thinking about, yeah, let's get back in here and start making stuff here. All right, I want to spend a little time here talking about the F-35. It is a boondoggle with a capital boon. And I think this headline that came out of the Daily Beast really says it all. America is stuck with a $400 billion stealth fighter that can't fight. And apparently when the Pentagon was getting ready to place a major order for the various versions of the aircraft, a whole bunch of reports came out from within the military itself just saying there's a problem. And it has to do with what are called Category 1 flaws. And that means Category 1 means it is a flaw that is serious enough that it could wreck a mission, it could wreck the airplane, it could kill the pilot. And apparently, if it tries to climb at a steep angle, the plane could tumble out of control. Some versions of the F-35 can't accelerate to supersonic speed without melting their own tails or shedding the expensive coating that helps to give the planes their radar-evading qualities. So these are revelations coming from, like, Defense News. And apparently it's flaws that previously only Lockheed Martin and the plane's foreign buyers knew about. Zero Hedge F-35 program is screwed up. That's not the word that they used, but I have to avoid certain words on this here radio. And it says the F-35 puts American pilots in a severe dogfight disadvantage. And apparently when the F-35B lands vertically on very hot days where the air is going to be thin, the older engines are unable to produce the required thrust to keep the jet airborne, which means it can come down in a very hard landing. After doing certain maneuvers, F-35B and F-35C pilots are not always able to completely control the aircraft's pitch, roll, and yaw. Supersonic flight in excess of Mach 1.2 can cause structural damage. There's a good one. And apparently the F-22 is not the only airplane that has a problem with its breathing system, because apparently every once in a while, the F-35 will spike the cabin pressure, which causes serious trauma to the pilots because the air pressure just goes way, way up very, very quickly. So if the F-35A and F-35B blow a tire on landing, The impact could also take out both hydraulic lines and pose a loss of aircraft risk. Apparently, if the plane is maneuvering above a 20-degree angle of attack, it has problems. And there's yet another issue. Apparently, in early 2018, multiple F-35A flights out of Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska were disrupted when pilots received warnings that a key battery in the plane was failing mid-flight. The pilots were forced to land as quickly as possible and switch out the battery, which, of course, takes flying hours, raising the cost for maintenance. And they're not sure if the batteries are really failing or if it was just the extreme cold weather fooled a sensor. So they're having to fix that one. And here is a real good one. Okay, the night vision system for the F-35. Apparently, the screen has these horizontal bands, striations. And because of them, the pilots can't always see the horizon, especially on moonless nights. This thing is a joke, and you got to pay for it. At extremely high altitudes, the Navy and Marine Corps versions of the F-35 jet can only fly at supersonic speeds for short bursts of time. We already talked about this, structural damage and loss of stealth capability. This makes it impossible for the Navy's F-35C to conduct supersonic intercepts. I think it's just an absolute joke. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Article coming on out from Newsweek, no less. There's a new report that came on out written by Chris Doherty of the Center for New American Security. And it said that America needs to develop a new way of war more suited to conflict with the world's great powers. And saying that America's current military planning for potential conflicts with Russia and China is flawed. And it says the Pentagon's enormous budget, and it is, will be going to waste unless it undertakes a major strategic overhaul. Well, you have never seen inertia until you've seen the Pentagon. It's going to be very, very hard to get those changes to go through. So they're going from a counterinsurgency focus to one of great power competition. But Doherty argued the Defense Department is still investing huge amounts of resources in flawed concepts, like, oh, for example, the F-35. Apparently, there's a leading U.S. military magazine that says Russia is years ahead in missile technology. In fact, they have some weapons that have rendered much of the U.S. arsenal irrelevant. See, the Russians do it smart. Here in the U.S., it's all about making money. It's all about, you know, getting the funding and the budget to make something. And again, there's that wonderful movie out there, The Pentagon Wars. It's based on a true story. And I understand it's online somewhere. And if you haven't seen it, you ought to take a look. Because it does provide an inside look at how weapons procurement actually works. So the House Armed Services Committee has passed a $733 billion with a B version of the annual military spending bill. The vote was 33-24 along party lines. They're going to send this version to the House floor for a vote. Then they're going to have to reconcile it with the Senate version. Apparently one of the areas in which they disagree. The House version wants to drop the funding for the low-yield nuclear missiles and to bar their deployment. And the Senate version says they want those little baby nukes. Now, over at Boeing, or actually at American Airlines, they have come up with a plan for convincing consumers that the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in its fleet are safe for flight. They're going to make their executives fly on them. And hopefully see how it goes. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. All righty. Department of Homeland Security, once again, a confirmation. Border crossers and illegal aliens are being released into the interior of the United States without going through basic medical examinations and disease tests. This is coming from Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan. And apparently, in written testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee, McAleenan admitted thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens, they're not being screened. And he said, the public health risk, family units are released into our communities with unknown vaccination status and without a standard medical examination for communicable diseases of public health concern. So this gets us back to something that I think we ought to be paying attention to, because these African migrants from the Congo were allowed on through without an Ebola screening. And probably you don't remember it because it didn't get a lot of news coverage. There was actually an Ebola outbreak here in the United States back in 2014. And there was this one patient, a man from West Africa, visited the hospital on two occasions. The first time they said, you're just having the flu. The original patient died, and two nurses caring for him caught it, and it just overwhelmed the entire hospital. So it has been here before. Okay, down in Memphis, they're having some major rioting going on. I think last report I saw, 36 people have been injured. And the riot was started when federal police shot and killed a black man, Brandon Weber. And he was killed in this shootout. And that's just triggered all the black community to just rise up and say, oh, it's white cop, black suspect. This guy was no angel. We suspected of shooting a Mississippi man back on June 3rd, then stealing the victim's car in Hernando, Mississippi, and then using that car to ram the police car. So maybe before you start screaming racist, 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 you need to actually look at what's going on down and say, yeah, this is not the best representative of the black community, because it's looking like right now the black community is saying, we don't care if they're criminals, we don't care if they're killing people, you know, as long as they're black, we don't want the cops to touch them. And that's not a good public image, not a good sense of community here. Over in Flint, Michigan, the attorney general has dropped all pending criminal charges related to the Flint water contamination crisis. He's going to restart the investigation. To date, no official has been held accountable for what happened. All those people got sick. All righty. Instagram has been hit by a major global outage. And apparently the app began experiencing problems around 2:30 p.m. Eastern time a little while ago. And, of course, people are complaining they can't post photos, they can't send messages. And this is not the first time it's happened. Over in Belgium, there's an aircraft parts maker, ASCO. They've been hit by a ransomware attack that started last week. And ASCO has four manufacturing plants in Belgium, the U.S., Canada, and Germany. It employs 1,500 people. The company's products are used by most aircraft manufacturers, including Airbus, Boeing, and Lockheed Martin. And according to media reports, ASCO's machines were infected with an unidentified piece of ransomware on Friday, and the company is having trouble restoring operations. And apparently it's interrupted their supply chains. They're having trouble getting products to customers, and they put most of their employees on temporary leave. All right, let's take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just had one quick thing. Did you mention Broadcom today yet? About
no.
How they lost $2 billion and $1 billion of it from Huawei sales.
Okay.
So, that's their stock was down today. I was looking, and they said, yeah, it was $2 billion loss, and $1 billion was just from the Huawei thing alone. And remember, I think they have 60%. They sell 60% of their chips to China, and I don't know what the percentage is to Huawei, but so that they're probably going to kiss that goodbye eventually if the, you know, if the sanction tariffs remain, you know.
But, yeah. It's backfiring horribly.
And did you mention the trade deficit?
Yes. No, the budget deficit, not the trade deficit.
Yeah, the trade deficit's at like 738. It went up. I don't think that's winning, Mike.
No, that's not winning.
You know, but that's all I got to say today, Mike. Have a good rest of the show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I think I said it earlier in the week that we seem to have devolved into a nation of sound bites. If it sounds good, get it out on the TV and media and just go with it. And I am continually disturbed by the apparent lack of careful analysis from all these decisions that are being made. Now, it sounds really good. We'll do this. We're going to go and it's not working very well. Getting on back to the world of computers, MailChimp, which is an online hosted email list sending service, has apparently been caught blocking all emails that seek to inform recipients about vaccine safety issues. And this is affecting dozens of local vaccine awareness organizations who had built email announcement lists using the MailChimp subscription engine. Now they cannot send emails to their own list. I have been hearing it from some of the people who write into my show, who will write in and say, did you get the email I sent about XYZ? And I'll say, no, I didn't. And they'll say, well, I'll try and resend it with a link. And then a little later, they'll say, did you get it that time? No. So unfortunately, we're starting to see even the email companies are now starting to feel they have a right to filter what goes through their systems. So, apparently, MailChimp is now operating as a branch of the CDC's vaccine deep state, enforcing its speech police to prevent anyone from questioning the official narrative on vaccines. I would imagine that probably the vaccine companies, who have a lot of money, are simply going over to these operators and saying, we'll pay you so much money if you'll just put a filter in to block all emails that warn about vaccine safety. And if the owners of those mail companies are less than ethical and moral and scrupulous, they'll probably go along with it. Everybody has a price. All right, Amazon is being sued over Alexa child recordings here in the United States. And the two U.S. cases allege the firm lacked consent to create voice prints that could let it keep track of a youngster's use of Alexa-enabled devices and build up a vast level of details about the child's life. Amazon said it only stores data once a device owner has granted permission to do so, and it says parents can delete a child's profile and recordings. Now, Israel has come up with a reason there was such a boycott of the Eurovision. They're saying there was no real boycott. It was bots. Somebody set up this bot network and fake accounts to just make it look like people wanted to boycott Eurovision. Still whining, still casting around for somebody to blame here. Okay. Actress Jessica Biel has joined California's anti-vaccine campaign. The big stink out there is that California wants to end medical exemptions for vaccines without approval from a public, meaning government, health officer. And she was out there with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the founder of Children's Health Defense. And they're basically saying people need to have a choice. They really do. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Pardon me. And over in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker has ordered the state's Medicaid program to begin covering the costs of sex reassignment surgeries for transgender people. And apparently the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services will develop administrative rules to offer coverage to people diagnosed with gender dysphoria to pay for genital and breast-related surgeries. And Pritzker came on out and said, health care is a right, not a privilege, and I'm committed to ensuring our LGBTQ community and all Illinoisans have access to that right. Well, I understand Medicaid for real illnesses and injuries, but we're talking cosmetic surgery here. And I remember when I was younger, that was considered off limits for any kind of Medicare, Medicaid, Medi-Cal, whatever. It's elective. Ah. Man. We've been talking about glyphosate and how ubiquitous it's becoming in our environment. And most people understand Roundup is sprayed on Roundup Ready crops that are designed to withstand glyphosate. It actually turns out many farmers will use Roundup on crops like wheats, oat, edible beans, and other crops just before the harvest to make it easier and cheaper to harvest them. So it's being used all kinds of places. And it's all about increased profit. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. All right, let's look and see what's been happening for apparently the Pinterest whistleblower was on Tucker Carlson about Pinterest censorship and getting fired here. This one is, apparently there was an all-ages drag show at an Iowa public library that featured children in the audience handing money to performers as tips. Why can't we let these children be children? Why do we have to drag them into adulthood, especially in adulthood with, and I know I'm going to get hate email for this, somewhat distorted views of the world, where you have this idea that a biological male can call himself a woman and compete against women in sports and, of course, win. It's just amazing here. Apparently, Fox News is continuing to help Democratic candidates. Brazil, Donna Brazil, is urging viewers to embrace Joe Biden. Apparently, he is the anointed one. He's going to be the Democratic candidate next year, unless Hillary steps back in, which, I don't know, I hope she's not going to. That would put me in a very awkward situation. Here's a clever idea. Kellogg's is using rejected cereal to create a line of beer to reduce food waste. And that's a really, really good thing, because we do, even with food shortages staring us right in the face, we waste so much food. You know, sometimes you might want to just sneak out back of your supermarket and take a look in those trash dumpsters and just see how much food is just being thrown away. Okay. The Los Angeles Times came out with an article commenting about the terrible state of homelessness in Mexico. And, of course, they don't talk about the homelessness, you know, right in Los Angeles. They want you focused somewhere else. Over at MSNBC, apparently there's been a little bit of a management shakeup. And apparently, like CNN, the channel is hemorrhaging viewers following the Robert Mueller debacle. They did. They bet everything on that. Rachel Maddow did. They were just so convinced this was going to be it. They were going to get Trump. They had the goods. And they just lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. And it's cost them viewers. It's driving their audience over to the independent media. And probably is one of the reasons why this claim that Iran was behind this attack on these tankers isn't getting a lot of traction with the public. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Okay, Joe Biden may be in a little bit of hot water. Now, if you believe the Democrats, abortion is going to be the deciding issue for 2020. Others are saying it's going to be immigration. But the Democrats are definitely pushing abortion as an issue because it's one that they think is a winner. And unfortunately, a video has surfaced of Joe Biden back in 2006 in which he says, "I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. It's always a tragedy." So they're going to be using that against him. Apparently, this first Democratic national debate is going to be moderated by Rachel Maddow. And apparently this triggered off a tweet storm of people who don't think it's a really good idea. And maybe they're trying to repair Rachel Maddow's image and reputation. And nothing like being a debate moderator will do that here. There's a big stink coming up now here because Trump has reopened a former Japanese internment camp for immigrants. It's at a fort in Oklahoma. And of course, what the media is glossing over is Obama did the exact same thing. Obama did the exact same thing. we really do need that wall. And it's obvious that Trump, for whatever his reasons are, he's dropped the ball on the immigration situation. There's a lot of talk, but nothing's getting done. And that, I think, describes so much of our country right now. They talk about vaccine safety, nothing's getting done. They talk about honest elections, nothing's getting done. It's a very impotent administration, if you will. Now, a little bit of good news. I don't know what chance of success this has, but Elizabeth Warren is going to introduce a bill canceling up to $50,000 in student debt for most borrowers. Now, if they borrowed more than $50,000, they'll still be on the hook for that overage there. I think that would go a long way to helping some of these millennials be able to basically leave home, get a job, and start their lives over here. But college these days, like so much else in this country, it's been turned into a racket. They lure you on in and say, you're going to have all these high-paying jobs when you get on out. Just go ahead and take out the student loans and it all will be well. And the kids go through college. They graduate. The jobs aren't there. Most of our really high-tech jobs have gone overseas. What's left here in our economy is service sector, minimum wage stuff. And it's a trap. Now, the Koch brothers and Soros are out there campaigning, if you will, lobbying, if you will, saying that the internet must be censored. This idea of freedom of speech has outlived its time. They wrote that thing 200 years ago. And again, they're starting to understand, while the internet is out here, while it's free, they can't control the population with lies and fraud, because we see the frauds, like that overloaded boat on that very blurry video this morning. People spot the problems, they share them with each other. And if the ultra-powerful, the ultra-rich, the elites, they want to get back in control of the narrative. They want to go back to that wonderful world of the 1950s where the government would tell the corporate media something, the corporate media would tell you, you would believe it, everybody would be happy. But that world is gone, and I doubt it's coming back anytime soon. You know, but we're seeing all the, and it's not just for politics, it's for business, like that chimp mail blocking emails that talk about vaccine safety. That's to protect the profits of the pharmaceutical corporations. We have descended into true fascism, where corporate power and government power is aligned together against the general population. That's the classic definition. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Mark in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Concerning that F-35, which appears to be, there's a lot of engineers that worked on that thing. I mean, come on. They didn't know that this thing had flaws or was going to have flaws and that they can't fix it by now. It looks to me like it's a golden goose, and every now and then it lays another egg because they have to keep putting more and more money into it. It sounds like, you know, what you went through with your vehicle there, you know, that Nissan product where, when the control system started to fail, you had to take it back to the dealer and it ends up costing an arm and a leg and you got to wonder about these products. So now I think they've been doing this with the military industrial complex for a long time.
Yes,
but I want to bring. I don't know if you've read this article that's on the RBM's website. How neocon billionaire Paul Singer is driving the outsourcing of U.S. tech jobs to, and then you open it up and it's to Israel.
Yes,
if you'll recall, this some time ago, and I've been calling about this, about these outsourcing of jobs, because I'm into the high tech area myself. So. So it's interesting. If had you read that article?
I had scanned over it. I didn't read it in depth.
Okay, well, I encourage you and all the listeners to go read that article on RBN right now. There's a lot of good articles, but this is really good. So what we find out is about about this something called Unit 8200, where Israel sends their men and women, young men and women, into the military, but then beyond that, they can go into this Unit 8200, where they then learn about all kinds of high-tech this and high-tech that, and they're prepping them to infiltrate corporations. Let's see, where would that be? Oh, yeah, over here. They infiltrate our nation's corporations and get into strategic positions of influence, decision-making, these things. So now while they send their young men and women over here to do that, our young men and women, go over there to fight their wars, okay? And while they sit back, and their snipers are well-trained, and they sit back and just pick people off at a distance, but they put they are putting us, our guys and gals, in harm's way. And
yes.
People need to read this. They need to pass it out. I've already copied it off. I've sent it to many of my veteran friends, and who, by the way, many of them don't even know about the USS Liberty. I'm really shocked.
Yeah.
That more veterans don't know about this. But when I do bring it to their attention, they get a big puzzle look on their, you know, and then they start, you know, you can tell they're getting upset. They're very upset about this. So this whole deal about Israel, I mean, and this article talks about how the big high-tech companies have shifted. They're laying off people over here, but then they send the jobs over there. They're even building new facilities over in Israel.
Yes.
To do what we were doing before. So, you know,
it's a brain drain.
Yeah. So, and then along with that, like I've shared this with you before, I believe, about Accenture, who's one of the subcontractors of the U.S. government, and they're the ones that are doing the H-1B visa programs to bring over Indians and Chinese and whoever else, you know, they're, you know, all these people that are supposedly smarter than we are. And I don't buy it. I know that we haven't got enough trained younger people coming through up, but that doesn't mean we're not smarter, as smart as or smarter than them. So this whole thing is by design. It's implosion. It's creative destruction, and it's benefiting Israel. And it's benefiting Israel and putting them in the power seat. And this is what I see as also being set up. I see that we may come to a catastrophe here in the United States, and then there'll be a call for that governing body that wants to keep peace all around the world, and that would be the United Nations. There'll be a call for the United Nations to get involved to settle the disputes, because America just can't figure it out, because we've become so, our leadership is so reckless, and you know, we're violating all these people's rights, and especially the illegal invaders. So that's my take on it. They're going to try to call the United Nations in to settle all this. And we all know who the United Nations really is. They're communists, founded by the Rockefellers. So that's how I see the United Nations. When the whole Rwanda thing happened in the mid-90s, the United Nations, you know, everybody thought they would step in to prevent the genocide from one tribe totally wiping out the other. A few of them showed up, and then they decided they were going to stand down. They weren't going to become involved. So that's your. So, folks, if you believe in the United Nations, that's their peacekeeping mission, right? To keep
yes.
the peace, which is total horse crap. They don't keep the peace. They're going to be implemented, I believe, at some point. So, what do you think about that? What do you think? Do you think that things will deteriorate to such a degree that that could be a possibility? They try to call in the UN troops here.
I don't know about calling in UN troops here, but things are definitely deteriorating. Again, looking at the rioting that's taking place in Memphis right now, I would hope that the black community would understand that the individual who was shot, tragic as that was, he was not a good representative of the black community. But if they're adopting this attitude of we don't care what he's done, white cop kills black kid, it's a bad thing. Then our culture is starting to really polarize, and that could definitely lead the dissolution of our society. And at some point, yeah, they might call in the UN soldiers, or they might call in who knows. But things are breaking down, and we could see a major economic correction. I think if the United States goes ahead and invades Iran, it's not going to be a slam dunk like they want. They're going to be in another quagmire. And I think they're going to have to start a draft. And if that will probably energize the anti-war movement when they bring back the draft. So as far as the United Nations is concerned, the United Nations ultimately are globalists. And, you know, they're certainly willing to use the U.S. military for whatever it is they're doing around the world. But ultimately, for the globalist agenda, for the New World Order to come about, this nation has to go away. So does Russia,
right, exactly.
And so does China.
Here's another one. I don't know if you're aware of this, Michael, that UNESCO, which is under the United Nations, okay,
yes.
They've sponsored a lot of people from foreign nations to train them in certain fields, such as high tech. I happen to know one. He happens to be my instructor at the community college, because I'm taking a course in robotics, okay? And by the way, I've got a backup plan to throw a monkey wrench just in case, because we know where that could go. Anyway,
okay.
But he's from Liberia, and he bragged about how he was sponsored by the United Nations. They paid his full run to become an electronics engineer, right? And now he just left to go to a 1-week conference down in Tampa. And he's going to be training some other engineers down there in something. And who's it sponsored by? It's sponsored by UNESCO. See, so now he's at their beck and call, because he's beholden to them.
Yes.
And he doesn't know that they're the enemy of freedom. They're the enemy of freedom. The United Nations is the strong arm of the group that's the communist, that's the enemy of freedom. So, you know, I guess he's getting paid. So, and they paid his way. So, I guess he's beholden to them. So, I guess that's more important. But there are a lot. There are many who've been trained by UNESCO, and and they're here. They're in the United States. Many of them are here. There are other places as well. But anyway, I don't know if you were aware of that.
And they're
UNESCO.
Taking positions they're taking positions that Americans could have filled.
Exactly. So what do we do about it? I don't know. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has her knickers in a twist over next year's census, where there's going to be a question about citizenship. And she's saying it's an unspeakable horror, it's an atrocity, and we shouldn't ask anybody about their citizenship. Well, yeah, we really should, and there's a very good reason. The census, if you go back to the Constitution, the census exists to draw the congressional districts. And given that only legal American citizens are supposed to be voting in those districts, it would make sense to know who actually is a legal citizen in that district and who is not. But there's this real huge push from the Democrats to just make everybody equal, everybody able to vote, and then, you know, lure the illegals with promises of free stuff. It's real bread and circuses stuff. We were talking with that other caller about gladiatorial games being revived here in the form of sporting events. Yeah. And now we've got the bread and circuses. So it's one of the ways that, like ancient Rome, I think this country is headed down. And everybody's fiddling while Rome burns. Okay, apparently Donald Trump wants to tinker with the new design of Air Force One. He's going to get a new Air Force One. And Democrats are threatening to block him from changing Jackie Kennedy's color scheme. that color scheme that is on Air Force One, Air Force Two, and the rest of that fleet was decided on by Jackie Kennedy when JFK was in the White House, and it's sort of been traditional to keep that. So now the Democrats have got something else that they can flog Donald Trump with and say, no, you can't have it, you can't have it. Boy, they have become such children over there in Washington, D.C. Maybe we ought to just lock the doors on the Capitol building and throw in some bouncy balls and some Play-Doh and stuff like that and let them have their tantrum. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Virginia Beach, a while back, there was this deadly mass shooting. And apparently one of the victims is named Kate Nixon. And apparently because the neighborhood was kind of rough, she actually spoke with her husband about taking a gun to her job for protection. from Craddock, but decided not to because of a city policy that prevents employees from bringing weapons to work, which obviously did not deter Dwayne Craddock here. Now, you have to wonder what's going on with education here. Apparently, there is this Austin Independent School District, and apparently they rent space to the Celebration Church, and they've decided to use that money, about $10,000, to send kids to a gay pride parade. Now, I am sorry, but how is this going to help them get high-paying jobs to pay back the student loans? Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? And you're seeing, but you know, all these drag queen reading hours at the museums. And, you know, whatever consenting adults want to do, fine. But these are kids. They're very impressionable. They're very confused at this stage of life. And I don't think this is good for them. I really don't. Okay, out in California, former NFL running back Herschel Walker basically went public over a proposed California plan to pay for health insurance for thousands of illegal immigrants. Apparently, California Governor Gavin Newsom and state Democrats have agreed to this plan that would fund health care for illegal immigrants under the state's Medi-Cal plan. And Walker basically came on and said, you know, we've got other issues that we're dealing with, like the legal citizens living on the streets. It's estimated that this program will cost $98 million a year to provide free health insurance to illegal immigrants. And that's part of the problem. They get up here, they get in, they get free stuff. They're getting a better deal from the government than we legal citizens are. Are you getting free health insurance from the government? I don't think so. Anyway, over in Iowa, this is kind of a cool story. Apparently, this Iowa school offers gym credits to students who are willing to help the elderly and disabled residents with manual labor. I think that's a very, very good idea. And I think it should be emulated across the country. And by the way, for all you global warming cultists out there, the Greenland Glacier is growing. It is not melting. Okay, there should be some music in there somewhere, I think. And we're going to take a break here for station identification, and we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire. Oh. Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.